Howdy, I am Julia.
And I'm Olivia.
And this is Hives and Lows. We are two long-distance buds who explore the highs and lows of film and TV every Monday. Welcome.
So no catch-up today because, yesterday, a week ago for you guys, maybe longer, it was the Oscars. And last time we were like, it's either going to be a happy tone or a somber tone. It's pretty in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty middle of the road tone. I mean, one terrible thing happened, but otherwise, a win. One of the wins.
There's like three wins I can think of.
Well, yeah, but like that stuff we like predicted. Oh my God, the prediction sheets.
Oh, wait a minute.
I should probably get mine out.
One of the losses for me last night was Hulu decided to not work. And I found out that wasn't just me. I found out.
I was worried because Hulu Live was only working on my phone. So then I was like, what am I going to do? I want to watch it on my TV. And I was like, well, I think I'm going to have to watch it on my laptop. But then I got a FUBU subscription. I got a FUBU subscription and it stopped working like right after the first performances that we'll get to. Mm-hmm. And so then I had to turn it on my laptop and watch the rest of the show on my laptop. So that sucked. And I canceled FUBU immediately. This morning when I woke up, I was like, and that's done.
I had to watch it on abc.com.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's what I have a ABC app thing, but I had to get FUBU to watch it through ABC. Like it wouldn't let me do it on ABC. I had to get FUBU in order to watch it on ABC.
Yeah, because I had to log into my Hulu to watch it on ABC, and I was like, why can't I just go into Hulu? But supposedly there's some system thing.
They were like, do you want to sign up for Hulu Live or FUBU or YouTube TV? And I was like, no, I don't want to sign up for Hulu Live because I have to make a Hulu account, and I am mooching currently my Hulu. So I was like, I don't want to do that. Let's just do FUBU because I can see the FUBU app on my TV. a lot of people have had issues. I'm going to say something later. Actually, I'm going to turn on my light. I forgot to do that. Wow, so bright. Okay, now that my light's on. So the first thing I have written down, I have a page of notes for people who are watching. I'm holding it up. For people who are listening, I'm holding it up. I have a full page of notes, and I have at the top, I tally marked the amount of times I cried 5 times.
That's so real.
I cry every Oscars. This isn't like a one-off thing. I mean, it's a very special Oscars for me because my boy was involved, but I just cry every Oscars. I cried last year. It's just a big deal for me. And which it shouldn't be because I'm always disappointed every single year, but there was tribute to LA right off the bat, started with that immediately. And then Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo came out and oh my God, first time I cried.
Yeah, I was very glad that that was happening because as many people know, I think no one wanted to have original song performances this year, which I think is kind of funny if you're thinking about it.
Yeah, that is very funny that the Academy was like, as long as we don't get Emilia Perez up there.
We're fine. Well, essentially, we kind of did in a way, but we'll get to that.
Kind of, yeah.
That
was embarrassing. That was secondhand embarrassment.
But for those of you who did not watch, I also didn't watch for like the first 20 minutes because of stupid ass Hulu, and then in commercials I had to watch this performance. But Ariana Grande sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh my gosh.
And then Cynthia Erivo sang Home from The Wiz. And later on, there's another Wiz tribute, which I thought was interesting. I was like, oh, this is cute that they're doing all like the kind of I want songs from like Wizard of Oz property. But then it made more sense once we learned that they were doing a tribute to Quincy Jones, who did the music for the Wiz. And then they finally ended on Defying Gravity.
Oh my gosh. I'm not kidding. Tears to the point to where, you know, like when this, maybe this is just me and I'm just weird, but like when I'm watching like the Grammys or like a music like award show, I want to sing along with the live performances. So I'm sobbing, tears streaming down my face and being like, Divine Gravity. Like sobbing tears. I'm like wiping tears away and sniffling in the middle. And I'm like, if I was there, it would not be a pretty picture.
No, yeah. No, exactly.
So that happened first, right off the bat. And then Conan came out and did his starting monologue. He's great. Oh my gosh, I love Conan so bad. Like
we haven't had a host in a while that jokes are actually funny. So
yeah, jokes are funny, and he's just like, it's either the jokes are funny, but they just like, it's like the show's all about them. So that's annoying. But like, he was like, he wrote a perfect middle ground where it was like funny, and I kept being like, oh yeah, and Conan's the host, and it's like a great, like, it's like a delight to see him pop back up.
Someone brought this up, which I thought was interesting. Conan also seems like a host or like a person that just appreciates film as an art form, so it doesn't feel like he's slapping you in the face with like film, like making fun of film stuff,
right?
Like, it feels like he actually appreciates what he's doing and what like they are doing as a job. And also, like, in addition, it didn't feel fake when he was doing all this stuff about the firefighters and the wildfires, because I feel like sometimes some of the hosts are like, yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this. But it felt like, I think,
well, because he was affected directly.
I think he's still living in a hotel or something.
He's living in a hotel. He's still not okay to come back to his house. But I feel like, I think it was like, it was a very beautiful tribute, and I liked it a lot. And they did a compilation before the performances of like LA movies that LA is like a big theme. So that was really cool as well. The first, category? What do I say? Award? The first award category. And it was Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. presenting actor in a supporting role, because he won last year. And it was Oppenheimer. And this was a lock. Like, this was one of the things where I was like, oh, well, I don't have to worry about being wrong about this prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to hear all the nominees and all that, then we have other episodes. We have like two or three, we literally have an episode
going through all of them. So. Yes,
we have two. We have one with the nominees and one with the predictions. So it's fine. Go do that if you want to hear everybody. But Kieran Culkin won. That was a lock. Like, we all knew. Yeah, I love Kieran Culkin.
Me too.
And he won for A Real Pain. Love that movie so much. Well deserved, in my opinion. I would say that if it wasn't him, then like Jeremy Strong or Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was so cute that he called out Jeremy.
I know.
And everyone on the internet thinks they hate each other.
Pissed. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't think he looked bad. I thought he looked proud. I don't know. People don't understand Jeremy Strong like I do. Yeah, it was good. He gave a good speech. Listen, when he goes up there, I'm always like, whatever's about to come out of his mouth is about to be the most unserious thing ever. And it was.
Didn't he say, I like to thank my mom and dad for trying to raise us.
Yeah, that's hilarious. He's so good. Okay. And then the next thing that happened was Andrew Garfield and Goldie Hawn were presenting for Best Animated Feature. That was the second time I cried.
Yeah.
Anytime that Andrew Garfield opens his mouth up about his mother, tears. Yeah. Like, immediately. Like, him on Sesame Street talking about how it's okay to miss people with Elmo. No, I can't do
it. Yeah, I texted Olivia about this, but I was like, I love how open he is about it. Because especially, like, toxic masculinity, like, not a lot of men are allowed to, like, grieve, especially over their mom. So it seems like he had a very personal relationship with her. So I was fine with him talking all he wants about his mom and how Goldie Hawn.
Me too.
Also, in addition, they presented the animated film award without discrediting animation, which we haven't had in a while.
Flo won, which I am watching Flo maybe tonight. So, yay! I started this morning, and I got 10 minutes in, and then I got busy. But yeah. I will finish it tonight. They also presented animated short. Oh, wait. We should probably go over our predictions. I predicted Kieran Culkin, and I did not predict Flo.
I predicted Kieran Culkin, and I also predicted Flo, because if I'm Still Here wasn't an international feature, then I would have chosen Flo. I would have chosen Wild Robot for animation. But since Flo was also nominated for international, I'm Still Here was it, those two were probably the big international, like, fighting forces. I was like, okay, they're going to give it to Flo for animated, and then I'm Still Here. But I think this year was really solid for animation. I loved Wild Robot. We both did.
Tears were shed.
I literally texted a picture to Olivia with me, like, sobbing my eyes out.
My mom was really sleepy. We had just gotten back from London, and she was still jet lagged, and we turned on the movie, and she was super tired, and she kept waking up. I mean, this is the power of this movie. She kept waking up, not knowing what was going on, and crying.
I also watched that movie with my mom, but instead my mom was watching me cry and be like, I'm so sorry you're crying right now.
Oh, my mom's very emotional, so she cries at, like, everything. Okay, animated short. In the Shadow of the Cypress one. I didn't choose that.
I chose Magic Candies.
I chose Yuck because everybody was like, Yuck is going to be the winner. So
they lied.
It wasn't. They lied. They lied straight to my face. And then next was costume design. And that was Wicked. Thus, the third time I cried. Also, I got that. That was one of my predictions. Yes.
Yeah.
That I also cried. It's so... Somebody brought this up on Twitter. It was like, if you're a Black person and... when a Black person wins an award and it's like a milestone and you immediately start crying before you even know what the milestone is. I see you. I was like, literally all he said was like first Black man and tears. So so that was the third time I cried. Heavy time crying at the top of the show. Yeah, that was well-deserved. That was so, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so good. Speech was great. He got a standing O, which was amazing. And then we got, it was a commercial break, but I wanted to bring this up because you and I messaged and we were like, wait, is that Nick Offerman? We weren't hearing Nick Offerman until then. And it was, and I'm like, of course we would hear Nick Offerman whenever he is purposefully mispronouncing Amy Poehler's name.
Good for him.
Yeah, I love Nick Offerman.
I love him too.
He was the, what did they say? The announcer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great pick for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Nick Offerman's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next thing that happened was original screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Poehler did that, and Anora won. Interesting.
Yeah, I was pulling hard for Real Pain.
Yeah, out of all the things on this list, it's not even in my top three of things I thought were going to get chosen. I thought it was either going to be A Real Pain, The Substance, or The Brutalist. So that's interesting. So I didn't choose correctly there. So whatever, I guess. And then it was adapted screenplay. Amy Poehler was presenting again. And it was Conclave. Woo! Conclave, Conclave Nation. And yes, I did predict that. So
I did too.
Sucks for... That was kind of a pipe dream for us. So I'm glad that it actually happened.
Yeah. Conclave Nation, stand up.
Conclave Nation. And then the next thing that happened was Scarlett Johansson and June Squibb were presenting for makeup. For makeup and hair. I thought that The Substance was gonna win, and it did. What did you think?
I thought The Substance was gonna win also.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I thought that The Substance was gonna win, and it did. My Want was A Different Man, but that was a pipe dream.
Yeah, I felt like if nothing was gonna win, if The Substance wasn't gonna win, I wanted A Different Man to be the next one, and then Nosferatu.
Oh yeah, Nosferatu for sure. So that was great. And then Halle Berry looked amazing.
Gorgeous.
Went up there, and there was a Bond tribute or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not a Bond person, but like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
There were three performances in a row that came out of that. And that was, oh, by the way, Margaret Qualley danced.
Yeah, I was like, did you just forget?
No, I could never. I could literally never, because a gasp elicited from my throat when I saw her. I was like, oh, Margaret.
So this is how she can get nominated next year for this performance.
For this performance. So yes, so she danced, and then Lisa came out and she was good. And then Doja Cat came out and was interesting. Great dress though. And then Ray came out and whoa!
Yeah.
That's who that is, right, Ray? I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, came out and freaking killed it. That was great. And I'm not seeing anybody talk about it.
Yeah, I think because people, I like it when people, different singers do interpretations of different songs, because Skyfall is a very like ballad heavy. It's by Adele. Like, what else do you expect? And I think Ray did a good job. It's Ray, right? Is the artist's name. She did it well on her own and made it her own thing enough that I think she did a good job.
Right.
I think people should be talking about it. I agree with you. Why is no one talking about it?
Yeah, it was so good. I texted you, whoa. I don't think I've ever texted the words, whoa. Out. I think I did that twice, actually.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember the other time. I think I know
what I did for the other time. Daryl Hannah came out for editing, and it was Anora. What did I say? I said Conclave. I think I wanted it to be Conclave.
Yeah, I also put Conclave.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, It's not The Brutalist or Amelia Perez, which are also on this list. So a win there.
What was it? There was this meme going around, and it's the redhead guy in Star Wars where he's like, I want everyone, I don't care who wins, I just want Amelia Perez to lose.
Amelia Perez to lose. I've been saying that about Amelia Perez and about another person who won.
Yeah. No,
we'll get there.
No, my family was getting so mad with me. They were like, stop hating on this movie. And I said, no, I won't. I never will.
Amelia Perez or
Brutalist? Amelia Perez.
Oh, I was saying both. I'll get to that later. Yeah. But you know what? It was going pretty well at this point in the night because I was like, the things that we don't want to win. You know, they're not, which I, Academy, okay. Like,
first time for everything.
I know. And then Divine Joy Randolph was next and looked amazing.
She's so good. I love
her. I know. And she presented for supporting, actress in a supporting role. And that was our other lock. We knew that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that was Zoe Saldana. Unfortunately, I have to put a mark for I did predict that.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing. If anyone in that movie was going to win, I'm okay with it being Zoe Saldana. Did I like it? No. Did I think it was going to happen and I'm okay, I guess, with it happening? Sure. So that happened, and then she said some real problematic things after. Did you see that?
Oh, where she was like, where a Mexican reviewer was like, hey, I didn't really like the depiction of what you guys did in Amelia Perez. And she's like, I'm sorry you feel that way. And I'm like,
yeah.
A person from Mexico was saying to you,
yeah,
someone
Zoe, what the heck?
Not from Mexico.
Zoe, what the heck? Zoe, what the heck, man? Also, there were many times that Zoe should have or could have been nominated for an Oscar or won even before this, and I'm just sad that this has to be the one. So
looking back and being like, yeah, I won an Oscar for, I would rather not win an Oscar. Like, if I had to choose, if I never win an Oscar or I win an Oscar for Amelia Perez, I would choose never win an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And you're correct about that. Mm-hmm. And then Ben Stiller came out and I got extreme nostalgia because they were playing the Nightmare at the Museum music. And I was like, suddenly I'm 8. Suddenly I'm 8 years old. I love that movie, like, real bad. Like, I love that movie. And you came out and dropped a bomb on me and said that you've never seen it.
I know Robin Williams is in it. I know that the two little mini guys are shipped together. I know that.
Yeah. Rami Malek is in it.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. It's so good. I love that movie. But he presented for production design and Wicked won.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. I predicted Dune.
Me too.
But I'm okay. I'm okay with Wicked. Like, if it was, honestly, anything on this list, I was okay with. But I would be more excited about Dune because I had predicted it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, yeah, I mean, of course. And then Conclave, I mean, we can only hope, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay, I guess. Next up, Mick Jagger.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That was insane. Mick Jagger came out and presented for OG Song. Here we go. I think I actually texted you, here we go.
You did. I think you did.
And El Mal won from Amelia Perez, and I get an unfortunate mark for being correct about that.
Yeah. It was really funny because, I mean, obviously Olivia has seen Sing Sing and I haven't, but it was really, I was like, obviously this song is so much better than El Mal.
Oh my gosh, yes. I texted out, or I mean, I put out on my Instagram story that Like a Bird should have won. And everybody was like, that was like so sad. You're like black screen with just the text. I was like, because I was sad. That's why.
Yeah, it was weird because we'll get into the weird people that worked on the Amelia Perez soundtrack. But yeah. One thing they said was, wow, Spanish is such a great language to put into a pop song. And I said, wow, that's really interesting because you guys don't know how to write music in Spanish.
Oh my gosh, I just don't get it. Like, all the songs were bad. Like, I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. Like, well, no, the one at the beginning, the Zoe Saldana sang.
That's it.
That was pretty good. And I didn't mind the one where the kid was singing.
Yeah.
Those are the only two songs that I was like, okay, this is kind of, yeah.
And that's like two out of like 12.
And I'm not saying they were good, because if you stack it against any other movie musical, then they would be the worst songs. The best songs in Amelia Perez would be the worst songs in a normal movie musical. Yeah. But yes, yeah, so El Mal won. That was the one where Zoe Saldana was singing about corruption or something. I don't know. But then the people went up there who made the song. And listen, the speech was fine at first. And then they started singing.
No wonder this movie used AI. Because that woman's voice was used for Carla Sophia, whatever her last name is.
Yeah, Carla Sophia Gascon. Yeah, oh my gosh. And then at the beginning of the show, Conan made a joke directly to her. And then they showed her. Yeah. And I was like, that was bold.
I also thought it was weird when people were clapping where he was like, Carla, Sophia, whatever is here. And everyone started clapping. And I was like, guys, why are we clapping for her?
It was a hesitant clap. Anytime that Amelia Perez was like mentioned, it was like a couple seconds of silence. And then people were like, I feel like maybe we should clap just because they're here.
Or maybe it was the people that worked on the project. They were like, woo, why is no one clapping for
this? It only got a low amount of claps, like every time that they were mentioned, which I think is very funny. What I think's interesting is that you can tell who's gonna win within the acting categories based on who they show on TV the most. And I'm like,
because showed Sebastian.
Time went on. I've seen him once. I was like, I've seen Sebastian once. They didn't show Coleman that much. They only showed him like when he was doing something, like standing or something like that. And I was like, no. So that sucked. But moving on, Selena Gomez and Samuel L. Jackson, they presented for documentary short first, and what won?
The
Only Girl in the Orchestra won. I did not choose that.
I didn't choose that either. I chose Incident.
I chose I Am Ready, Warden. Yeah, okay.
I've heard some people dislike that choice. A lot of people have said like that one was probably the weakest one out of those.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. Maybe one day. And then next, which was great, was a documentary feature. And No Other Land won. Yay.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was great. Speech was really good. And then nearing the end, it was a little iffy, but it was pretty good though.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I mean, to win in front of that particular audience. Yeah. Yeah. And then on TV to say what they were saying. Wow. Yeah.
Exactly. And also in addition, it sucks because I'm hoping because it won, I mean, it shouldn't matter if it won or not to get U.S. distribution, because there still is no U.S. distribution for this film. I'm hoping because of that, that will allow for U.S. distribution.
I hope so. I hope so, too. I want to see it.
Me too, so badly.
I want to see it so badly. But yeah, it was just such a special moment. And I was like, I was so happy. I teared up. No tears came out, so I can't put a mark next to cry. So
that was the first time in the award show that I outwardly was like, yes!
I think I did that too. I was like, oh yes! I was so hyped. And from our team here, Free Palestine.
Yay, Free Palestine.
Next is the firefighters. The firefighters. That was so great. Also, like, this only like the second time they showed Sebastian.
And also, I will say, the woman who did the last joke, her body language was funny.
I love firefighters. I think they are the best. They were the only people when my bathroom roof imploded. They were the only people who came to help. We called the police because I know that sounds stupid, but the way that it imploded, we were gone for like a month and then the roof imploded and water was everywhere and a line broke and stuff. So the door warped to the point to where it went to the floor. It looked like somebody was in there and had pushed something up against the door. So that's what we thought was happening. So we called the police and the police said, that's not our job. We called the police and they were like, no. And I was like, what? And they were like, call the emergency service thing. So then we did. Nobody picked up. So then we just called the firefighters and they actually came and broke in the door. So yeah. I love firefighters. Anyway, yes. Thank you, firefighters. Next up was Miles Teller and Miley Cyrus. Interesting pairing. But and it was for sound in Dune Part 2 1.
Yes.
Wow, yay. I was rooting for Wild Robot, but I did think that Dune was gonna win. So I have to put that as
Again, like we said for the past two videos that we've done on the Oscars, or at least, I mean, we both had agreed on it, but like animation should be in best sound more.
For sure. And then next up was a person we love, Rachel Zegler.
Yes.
And the other person was up there too.
Poor Rachel Zegler. You could tell that she...
Yeah.
We respect Rachel Zegler in this household.
Yes, we do. We're Rachel Zegler stans. They were presenting for visual effects. Dune won. That wasn't on my list, but I'm happy it happened.
Yeah, I was like, if it's not Kingdom, let it be Dune.
Yeah. Yeah. Next was Sterling K. Brown. I love that man so much. And Ana de Armas, who I need to be in better movies because she killed it in Knives Out and then decided to do a bunch of stuff that nobody watched and was bad. I was like, what are you doing? But she's gonna be in Ballerina, which is one of my most anticipated, so excited about that. But they were presenting for live action short I Am Not a Robot one, which is what I thought was gonna win.
I said Last Ranger. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Next up was Morgan Freeman came on and he did a beautiful tribute to Gene Hackman, and then we did the In Memoriam, and that was the fourth time I cried. Because I literally was like, if they do Shelley Duvall and they're going to do Shelley Duvall and they're going to do David Lynch and they're going to do James Earl Jones. And then they did them in a row.
Yeah. And it was really, it was just so sad.
I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
They did, interestingly enough, leave out some people.
Yeah, they left out Tony Todd.
That's insane. Out of the list of people that people like, these people were left out. That is the craziest to me.
Yeah, it was Tony Todd, Michelle
Trachtenheim. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, I think that's how you say your name.
Ice Princess. R.I.P. Yeah.
R.I.P. I love Ice Princess. The woman that played Juliet in the 1960s, Romeo and Juliet, and is in Black Christmas.
Yes, Olivia Hussey.
Hussey, okay.
Yeah, Olivia Hussey.
And then
yeah, that's crazy too that she was left out.
There was someone else.
But I told you I was crying before the tribute started because I was like, the thought of David Lynch's picture being up there is already making me cry. And so I was not having a good time. I was like, well, like wiping my face crying.
I was gonna ask you this, but I forgot. How did you feel? Because I mean, I might be wrong about this, but Laura Dern and Isabella, they were in a Blue Velvet together, right? How did you feel about that? They went, I guess she was her date or something.
Yeah, I know, and that's that. I can't talk about it because I'm already tearing up. I can't talk about it. There were some things we skipped red carpet talk, but there were like some things where I was like, I'm gonna cry if I think about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to find who the hell was the last other person. Oh, I found it. Shannon Doherty. That was the other one.
Yes,
where I was
yeah.
like, that's insane.
That is crazy that they left those people out. Well, at least like people are pointing it out, even because mm-hmm. I mean, even if it wasn't in something like the Oscars, people are obviously not like they're obviously people are obviously remembering them and like, yeah, and I think that's what's important, even though it does suck that they were left out. Next was cinematography and the Brutalist. One, sure. I was, yeah. I mean, I thought, I said that I thought that that was going to win.
I'm sorry, Dune Part 2.
Yeah, and
Dune Part 3 next year.
Nosferatu also.
Nosferatu also. Also, I'm so glad they're doing awards where the cast are coming out and talking about their personal experiences.
Yes.
I feel like that adds so much to what they're presenting.
I agree.
I love that.
Next, Penelope Cruz, who looked amazing and was presenting for international feature and I'm Still Here one. Thank God. Like, literally, I clapped. I clapped. I was like, we've defeated the AI. I mean, the AI evil. No, we've defeated.
Well, I mean, technically,
but not what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
We defeated Amelia Perez. So yeah, and I also said that was going to win because I refused to vote for Amelia Perez.
Me too. And I've heard it's amazing. I need to watch it.
I know. I need to watch it also. Next was original score. So. George Harrison he was sick. He was going to present.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
Did you say George Harrison?
Did I say George Harrison?
From the Beatles?
The Beatles have been on my mind today, so that's completely.
Okay. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, not George Harrison. He's dead. Harrison Ford, not George Harrison of the Beatles. He got sick and he could not come and present, so Mark Hamill filled in. You could definitely tell though, because it was definitely supposed to be the Indiana Jones score that was like going on. I can't believe I said George Harrison. What the heck?
No, I just thought it was hilarious. I was
thinking about the Beatles earlier today, so I'm sure that's why. But anyway, the Brutalist one, which, yeah.
Better than Amelia Perez.
That is completely true. That is completely true. R.I.P. Challengers, it should have been you.
Oh, it should have been Challengers.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of things should have been Challengers.
That is also true. I mean, yeah, I mean, the Brutalist, also a different man not being in this category, also insane. Also insane.
There's so many different original scores that should have been, like, I'll never forget it when The Boy and the Heron came out. That should have been an original score, and it was not.
Yeah, some of the stuff is crazy. Like, I love Conclave. Not sure it needed to be in this category. Amelia Perez, definitely not. Wicked, interesting. Wild Robot, I'd keep it in there.
Wild Robot
in there, and I'd keep the Brutalist in there. But, like, it should have been, like, Challengers, A Different Man. What else was there? Something exactly. else. Wicked. just keep Wicked in
so
there.
So there's an obvious no answer.
Yeah. So next Oprah Winfrey and Whoopi Goldberg got up there and did a beautiful tribute to Quincy Jones. And then Queen Latifah went up. I was having a ball. I was having a grand old time. Queen Latifah got up there, who we love. And The Wiz was singing. And mm-hmm. I was up, like, out of my, like, I was watching on my bed. I stood up.
Yeah. I
love The Wiz. So I was like, this is heaven for me.
Yeah, it was really funny because I know at some point Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo stood up, but, like, for a while it was what?
Coleman Domingo.
It was for a while just Coleman Domingo, and then also I could recognize Rachel Zegler
was
also dancing.
Yeah, yeah, Rachel Zegler and Coleman Domingo, and apparently, were you seeing the clip of Coleman Domingo during commercial breaks? I love that man so much.
He should have gotten up there and saying, Gary, come home.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh. I love Coleman Domingo. I'm not kidding you. He deserved so much better. Every awards season that he is a part of, he deserves so much better. This year, though, particularly stumped. Mm-hmm. But whatever, I guess. Next up, it's time.
Oh, is this the time?
Next up, Cillian Murphy went up there, and it was Best Actor. And the worst came to fruition.
Timothy, why didn't you?
AI evil won in the end. And that was that Adrian Brody one.
And also
Brody one.
And it got worse too. Like, I was like,
it did. I'm sorry. And then this was the fifth and final time I cried. Because to show Coleman Domingo looking kind of sad, and then to show Sebastian Stan looking kind of sad right after, evil.
Evil.
that was evil. I cried. And I was like, and then he blabbed on for 5 minutes.
Okay.
He shut the music up to say nothing after.
Yeah. I have so much to say about this. So first off, for those who don't know, he broke the record for the longest Oscar speech ever. And
nothing good.
And nothing good. And also, in addition, we didn't mention this because I wanted to wait to mention this. The two times that Dune won something, they cut someone off two times, but Adrian Brody can tell the music to shut up and keep on going. Also, in addition, for those who also don't know, Oscar voters came out and said that they voted.
Oh my gosh, this is me.
They didn't vote for Ralph Fiennes because they thought he won for Schindler's List and voted for Adrian Brody instead. When it's the reverse, Adrian Brody won for The Pianist, mm-hmm. and Ralph Fiennes has not won anything. So for them to say, this is Adrian Brody's second nomination and win. And then also him being like, this is my second time doing this. I know how it goes. And I'm like, okay, well, you shouldn't be up there twice, man.
Yeah, he sounded so arrogant. Oh, do you understand? Literally, I was thinking, and I was like, any of the other people could have given a better speech. Any of the other people. Timothy Chalamet's speech could have been like so good. And people were saying that he was arrogant before. I'm like, no, he was like, when he won for SAG, I think he was, he gave a speech where he was saying that he's happy that he won because he's like proud of the work that he put into it for the last 5 years. Don't even get me started. But that, and I'm just like, that was arrogant, because I didn't even think it was whenever he made that speech. This was arrogant.
Yeah. And also like Coleman Domingo and Sebastian Stan, if they did speeches, that would have been a whole nomination for their speeches.
Also because their movies touch on things that, like, I'm not saying that Conclave or Complete Unknown or The Brutalist don't touch on things that like mean something. But like Sing Sing and The Apprentice, like they do actually like mean something current, you know, and like topical and stuff that people need to hear. And you just know that their speeches would have been important. and then for Adrian Brody to get up there and be a hypocrite about racism and hatred after what he did on SNL, that's interesting.
He's also a Roman Polanski defender who is an awful human being.
Oh, it like enrages me. Force choking Adrian Brody.
We're like Sebastian Stan looking at him.
Yeah. Yes, those are so funny because people have made up like fake beef, and then somebody made an article being like, "Does Sebastian Stan and Adrian Brody have beef?" And I'm like, "No, that's a fandom joke that got out into the that
it's
got
the
out."
Sebastian Stan fans.
Yes, he literally just looks like that. Like, go back. His face when he's listening to somebody just looks like that. But yeah,
Adrian Brody rant.
Yeah, and it's funny because I got like a million angry texts from different people. My aunt was like, "We booed, we booed," because she shout out. Because she listens to the podcast, so she's up to date with the AI stuff, so shout out. Hi. But yeah, can't believe ChatGPT won over.
Yeah, my dad texted and was like, when is he gonna thank AI?
Yeah, I said, hey, don't forget to thank AI. So that's upsetting, and that was really angered me, but it did not ruin my night. No. Didn't ruin my night, because at the end of the day, The Brutalist didn't win as much as I thought it was going to. And Amelia Perez, the evils were defeated to a point.
Yeah.
So, and I'm so sorry to Cillian Murphy who had to stand up there and listen to all that.
It's like the same thing as like Brie Larson having to give the Oscar to Casey Affleck. Because you could also tell that she just was like, I don't want to be here.
It's just so funny because Cillian Murphy is kind of like me, where he's just so awkward to where he doesn't, I think he was probably panicking in his head, like, I don't know what to do. I'm still up here just standing here, and I'm now aware that other people could see me just standing up here. But anyway, moving on, Quentin Tarantino came out, so okay. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Olivia and I were like, huh?
Yeah, we both like, oh, and then I was telling Julia before this, I always forget that he's like that. You know, yeah, he is the way he is. I always forget he's like that. So then when he opens his mouth, I'm like, oh, like it's like a jump scare every time. So Quentin Tarantino. I don't mean anything derogatory by that, by the way. I just think he's an eccentric guy, and I don't expect him to be that way. I expect him to kind of be like, you know, stoic or whatever, and then when he opens his mouth, he's very animated and like just a goofy guy. That's always like, oh, you're okay. But anyway, Quentin Tarantino, he was presenting for Best Director. Sean Baker won, and by that time I was like, so
Anora's
winning Best Picture.
Yeah, the one thing I will say that I did like was that he was like, actually, this is kind of cool that Quentin is here, because this movie wouldn't have been made if he didn't cast Mikey Madison in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I was like, I will say, like, that's great, because it shows like actors that like, if you have a small role in this one movie, something like this could happen where that happens. But that's really
For sure. Yeah. I every time Anora won, I was like, whoa, okay. you know, like I wasn't like jumping for joy. They weren't my first choices for anything, but like I was also like, hey, it could have been way worse.
Yeah. I think there was only one time that I kind of jumped for joy for Anora a little bit.
Well, I think it's the next thing we're about to talk about, which is that Emma Stone went out and presented for Best Actress, and Mikey Madison won. That was the upset of the night.
Yeah. That was like crazy. Best Actress is always kind of the upset.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane to me. I mean, I wanted it to be either Demi or Mikey, so it didn't matter. You know, in the end, I was like, okay. But yeah, that was exciting. Mm-hmm. And I love Mikey Madison. And it also is pretty, like, it's cool, but it also makes everybody who's our age feel bad, because she's 25 and she wanted an Oscar. But also, she's Ghostface, so it's a win for the Scream fans. It's a win for us.
Everyone was tweeting out about first Ghostface to win it all.
I love Mikey Madison, too. She's so cutesy. Like, she went up there, and she's, like, so, like, you know, soft-spoken, and, like, I'm just like, oh, I need to be friends with you so badly.
Yeah. It's really sad, because a lot of people were getting mad that she won compared to Demi Moore and like hating on her. And then I was watching a live stream, and some guy was like, the substance is happening by Mikey Madison winning. And then the reviewer was like, you know, you're doing the substance by hating on the young actress that beat her, right? Like, that's the whole point of the film, is that. But anyway, if it wasn't Mikey, Demi.
Yeah, but a lot of Oscars voters did not like the substance. All the anonymous voters that were coming out were like, didn't like the substance, so whatever. And I was like, you guys don't know how to have fun. That's what I'm hearing
here. Well, they're also the same Oscar voters that put Emilia Perez in there. And then also, wasn't one of them, they said Carla Sofia, what did the fuck?
Yeah, they said that Carla Sofia Gascon should be the front runner because the substance, they didn't like the substance.
Oh, so that's how it connects to the substance.
Shit. Ugh. And I'm like, whoever you are, you better be glad that you were anonymous. Also, all the people who came out, why did you do that? You were making the Academy look like a joke, which we knew, but like, we've known for years, but the people like who aren't cinephiles, who were reading all of this stuff, it's like, well, you guys are making yourselves look bad and like not credible at all. And I'm formally putting in me and Julia to just be Oscars.
yeah, please. The Academy, and we may dislike your choices, no, but hire us.
It's no one else. Every year it's just me and Julia.
Oh my God. Imagine the films that would get nominated if it was just us two.
Oh yeah. I saw the TV Glow would be sweeping this year.
It's that and
Sing Sing.
Sing Sing.
A Different Man.
Oh my God. Guys, our Oscars would be 10 times better.
Our Oscars would be so fun.
Oh my
it
God.
It would be fun. Why are we not doing fun things? Adrian Brody's not fun, and the Brutalist wasn't fun. Okay?
You know who's fun?
It's a little vapid. Honestly, when I watched the movie, I was like, this meant nothing to me in the end. So, I don't know. Guy Pearce, you were the best part of that movie.
Oh, like, Guy Pearce.
I know.
Every time I hear about him, he just keeps getting like better and better for me.
So good. Robert Downey Jr. was so spot on whenever he was like, you disappeared in that movie. I'm like, yes. It was, oh, okay. We have to move on. Best Picture was last, of course. And Anora won, which is what I voted for. I thought that Anora was going to win. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal were the people who went up there, and yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah, check out our rom-com episode.
Sebastian Stan are geeking out right now.
Who?
Sebastian and you were geeking out.
Oh my god!
Because Sebastian Stan also loves When Harry Met Sally.
So. Oh my god, and he needs to be in a rom-com. I forgot about that interview.
I know, but he won't pick rom-coms. He's just going to pick dark, awful people.
He read the beginning of Fresh, and he's like, yay, and finally I'm doing a rom-com.
And then it just went down. It's like that scene in Ratatouille that everybody uses of the chef reading, and it's like, that was him after he got Fresh. Anyway, that was the Oscars. Yay! Kind of.
It wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible. One absolutely terrible thing happened. Mm-hmm. But hey, guys, we just need to never let it happen again.
So we just need to tie Adrian Brody up.
Yeah, we need to Coleman Domingo be in a project so that you can get your third chance in a row and campaign this time.
Oh my
and
God.
Also, everybody just needs to vote for him anyway. I don't care if it was the best performance of the year or not. Just do it.
Well, he probably was, let's be honest. Like, from what I've heard of Sing Sing, best performance.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I did put I think it was on my close friend story, but I was like, Coleman and Sebastian, you deserve better.
So this is how they win Oscars. They remake Hannibal, but Coleman Domingo is Hannibal and Sebastian Stan is Will Graham.
And we're eating and things are happening and we have to just write it and get it to them somehow. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if I missed anything, but 13 out of 23. So that's real bad on my part. But
no, I think I got 12 on my end. Hold on, let me check.
What was it that I voted for that you didn't vote for? I Am Not a Robot.
Yeah, some of the shorts and stuff you got.
Okay. Well, that was the Oscars. We recapped it for you in case you haven't seen it, or maybe
you don't want to.
You did watch it and you just want to hear a quick little rundown, quick little recap. Because I do know there's a lot of people who watch the Oscars, but they don't really know what's going on. They don't know why people are upset, that sort of thing. I think we broke it down pretty well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was it.
Woo! Well, tell us what you all thought of the Oscars. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Were there upsets that personally you were mad about?
That you think that was snubbed for an Oscar?
Yep. Comment challengers as much as you want. And you can do this on our socials or in the comments of this video, or if you're on Spotify, you can also comment there. Links to alternative listening and watching platforms are in the description. We'll catch you back here next Monday. But until then, please take care of yourselves. We've been highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.